Maybe we should head for that small moon that's clearly a small moon and not anything else.
And now, to Razzie Patel Moon from the space station, it's Mos Eisley Radio.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode, short episode, of Mos Eisley Radio. Joining me, of course, is Zach Brown, and I'm Brooks Guthrie.
How's it going?
It's going good. I'm a little stuffed up. I'm actually a little bit sick.
Yeah.
Have been for a couple weeks now, and I've got a crazy upcoming week. But anyways, we wanted to jump in here real quick. It's been kind of a short news week, and by short, I mean basically nothing.
That's what she said.
Hey, something like that. There's been a new thread of peace, which is cool, if you're into the webcomic.
Before we get into that, we should just say, like, this is going to be really short. Like, by really short, we're just doing, like, a five-minute episode.
Right. Right. So basically...
I don't want you to, like... Yeah. Confuse people by thinking we're going to put out. Although you could look at the timer on the podcast and go, wait a minute, there's only 5 minutes of this. Something's not right.
Yeah. So, anyways, we just kind of wanted to give you a heads up. We're going to be pushing the episode back a week. And with that, we're going to be getting on a very special guest host. If you follow the community forums, the community creations forum specifically, you've probably seen a guy named Deacon around. And we talked about him a couple episodes ago with his Heroes of the Old Republic series. We're going to have him on to discuss, you know, the webcomic and what he's doing with Tor Radio and some other things.
And I'm actually looking forward to it because we've had a lot of emails from people asking us about our thoughts on the webcomic. And to be honest, Brooks and myself, well, we both just...
We're not huge comic guys.
We're not into it. And so I kind of feel like for us to talk about that would be kind of like, you know, getting someone from... a sporting event coming in here and talking about it.
Because that would be like me going off about the Tennessee game last week, and I just don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
So we're coordinating with Deacon on getting him around, and it should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. So also next week we plan on discussing any new news that comes out. Sean Dahlberg, one of the CMs over there, has said that the following week we're going to have a new thread of peace as well as some kind of news that they haven't announced yet. So we'll keep abreast of that.
They've kind of also came out and said that the next couple of weeks are going to be extremely light in terms of news. So I wouldn't expect a whole lot the next couple of weeks, but
we'll see.
We've got enough stuff compiled together. But they did say next month and pretty much there, like next month itself and pretty much here on after, we're going to get a lot of new content revealed to us weekly or bi-weekly, so we should be good at that point.
Yeah. We also want to we'll be covering GDC. It was last weekend, so there's an interesting interview with one of the developers about the Hero Engine. And we also have had some people ask us about subscription options for the Old Republic as well as PvP, especially with all this crowd control stuff that we've been seeing. So that's kind of what we'll be discussing. Really looking forward to putting that episode together. But we thought best for you to hold off a week. And instead, we've got a little contest, a little giveaway that we want to do. Basically, Zach and I have decided to get two extra copies of Knights of the Old Republic. And we want to give those away to you guys on Steam. So, Zach, why don't you run down?
I know, it's kind of an older game, obviously. It's been around for about 6 years, but there's a lot of listeners that either have heard of it and never got around to playing it or have played it in the past and they would like to play it again and just kind of like lost their copy, or maybe you know somebody you think that would enjoy playing this game that you'd like to introduce them to the whole, not only just Star Wars universe, but the KOTOR universe on top of that. So, what we're going to be doing is giving out two copies via Steam. So, we're going to randomly choose two people, and all you have to do to enter is just send us an email at mosisleyradio@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay. mosisleyradio@gmail.com. And basically just put KOTOR in the title, C-O-T-O-R, and...
K-O-T-O-R?
C-O-T-O-R.
C? Knights spelled with a C?
Oh my gosh.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I am an idiot.
Wow.
KOTOR. K-O-T-O-R. There we go. Okay, I'm just a little, you know, I don't know. I'm tired. It's gotta be it. Put KOTOR in the title, and in the email, just we would like you just to tell us how you first heard about the show, and basically ask that you tell a friend about the show. And obviously, there's no way we can really track if you told a friend or not about the show, but
we would really appreciate it.
We would really, yeah, we definitely appreciate it. We're just trying to like get people to go out and just help promote the whole Mos Eisley Radio community. So, basically that's all you have to do. And then we're going to take, when's the deadline?
I think, the deadline's going to be next week. And if we don't have a whole lot of entries by then, we'll push it back even further. But the idea here is that, by next week, preferably next Sunday or something like that, we'll pick two at random and then announce them on episode 6. And then, we want to make sure that, the email you send us, if it's not your Steam email address, that you get us the correct one, because that's how we'll be able to gift you the game. So make sure that we have whatever your Steam account is.
If you do win it and you don't want to claim it for yourself, but you think you have a friend that you want to introduce the game to that might like it.
Let us know. Let us know
what their Steam account is as well, because we could easily do that as well.
Right.
Yeah, basically, we're just wanting to use this as a way to kind of figure out for our knowledge sake as to what's the best way of going out and promoting the show, because obviously we've had a lot of new listeners over the last few episodes, and we're not entirely sure how everyone's finding out about the show. So basically that's the only reason why we're asking that in email.
Yeah.
So
again, email us with KOTOR in the title.
C-O-T-O-R.
Not C-O-T-O-R, like some genius here. How you found out about the show, we'd love for you to tell a friend, and then make sure we have your correct Steam account. And we're looking forward to giving away some classic KOTOR action, because it's definitely one of my favorite games of all time. And if you haven't played it already and you're interested in Star Wars The Old Republic, then I think Knights of the Old Republic is an absolute must. And, you know, maybe it'll hold you over for a couple of months before we get some solid release news. Maybe.
You know,
fingers crossed.
I've been playing Knights of the Old Republic 2, like, off and on, kind of casually.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to a spot last night in the game where I went into this cantina and, started playing Pazak with someone, and I forgot how awesome that game is. Dude,
that's so much fun.
I know. So I literally was playing Pazak with the computer for about 45 minutes last night before I realized, oh my goodness, I've been playing Pazak for like the last 45 minutes. So I'm like at a point where I just saved it, and I didn't really get too far away from the cantina. So I'm just going to like use that as my Pazak game right now.
Awesome.
So they need to make like a Pazak client or something that you can just download and install.
It's a good idea. We should hold on to that and work on that before the game comes out. Anyways, so again, we want to thank everybody for listening. We're really excited to bring you episode next week with Deacon and all the stuff there. If you haven't already, visit the website moseisleyradio.com and check out the forums. There's a lot of really awesome people over there having discussions already. We'd love for you to be a part of that. And
also, if you'd like to ask us any type of question, feel free to send us an email. In addition to entering in the contest, we'd love to take those. You can ask us via Twitter as well. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/MosEisleyRadio. And you can submit questions, comments, anything you want to say about the game. You can do it there. And we would love to put on the show. If you want to send us an MP3 question as well, we would love to have those. We'd play those on the show. Just kind of keep them about 30 seconds or to a minute, I would say, in that time frame. And keep them clean for the most part as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So I think that's going to about wrap it up. End of the contest. Pass it on to your friends. Anybody can enter. As far as I know, I don't see us having any problems with listeners or not listeners, whether in the U.S., whatever. Anybody can send us an email. And we'd love to give you a copy of the Knights of the Old Republic. So, with that, I think that's going to wrap it up, and we'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy. Yep.
Okay. Done tip typing over there. Freaking 1970s IBM keyboard.
I want one.
Oh, it's AFI.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like it.
I like the song.
I'm kind of over his. He's just so freaking weird. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, he's no weirder than Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Some jerk who's ticking you off.
I would never use the Force for such petty and trivial revenge. The mere thought of it's preposterous.
Oh, come on. There's gotta be times when you thought about it. Don't be so stuck up. You can tell me.
I am not stuck up. I merely have the years of training to give me the wisdom and understanding to see how childish such an act would be.
Childish? Is that a crack about my age? You ain't much older than me, Miss High and Mighty. Just because you're some Jedi doesn't mean you can be a prissy little... What the... Hey, that wasn't funny.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Mission. Come now, we have to get going. Please, do try to be less clumsy in the future.